We are going to turn to something else that gives us comfort, you know, when we think about things like that. We're going to cry a little in our cookie dough, because when the going gets tough, the tough baked cookies, it's the ultimate comfort food. And at the holidays, we swap them. So today, we're going to have our own cookie swap with our resident chef, Kathy Gunst. And it's as simple as it sounds, right?
It is completely simple. Everybody makes their favorite family traditional cookie. You all get together and you go home with lots and lots of cookies. And that's pretty much what we've done here. The thing about baking cookies, other than the obvious that it's a traditional thing this time of year, is that it really helps you slow things down at a time of year that can feel very frenetic. Instead of going to a mall, instead of the pressure of all the shopping, you get some butter, you get some sugar, you put on NPR. No, you put on your favorite music. For me, it would be James Brown. I want some energy. I get my hips moving, and I just start baking and baking. So I wanted to start. It is Hanukkah.
Yep. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah to everybody. Mm-hmm. I made a chocolate and raspberry rugala, or the plural, I believe, is rugalach. Mm-hmm. There we go. This is a traditional Hanukkah cookie. You can fill them with cinnamon, sugar, raisins, but I took fresh sweet raspberries and chopped up semi-sweet chocolate. It's so delicious because there's cream cheese and sour cream in the pastry. That
like
is my secret.
It's like a croissant.
Oh, coffee cake.
It's a baby croissant. I just adore them. And they are really fun to make. They're fun to make with kids because you roll out the dough like a pizza, and then you divide it up and roll each one into this beautiful little rounded shape. Mm-hmm. And they're very satisfying.
Beautiful.
So then the other cookie that I made is, I call it, it's an orange ginger shortbread, but it's kind of like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree. It is so understated. That's the one. Okay. Yes, it's plain looking. It's brown. It's got a little bit of coarse sugar on top, but the flavor is big.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Just like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree.
How difficult is it to get that orange flavor into the cookie?
You're just grating orange zest. The oil from the zest is in there with a little bit of dry ginger. You can add fresh ginger. The wonderful thing about these cookie doughs is they can all be made ahead and put in the refrigerator or the freezer for several weeks.
And by the way, you also have your butter crunch here, which this is just the best.
The annual butter crunch. I mean, we couldn't do a cookie swap. It was very kind of me last night at 9 o'clock to make you guys
you.
Butter crunch. Simple caramel, paste it with chocolate and butter. We also asked some of the staff at Here and Now.
Because they have so much time on their hands.
Exactly. These people are sitting around. There's no breaking news. So they needed to bring some cookies in. Producer Savannah Marr made these fabulous brown bread butter. No, it's not bread. Brown butter chocolate chip hazelnut cookies.
Oh,
the secret in that is they have Nutella inside them. And they also get sprinkled with sea salt, my favorite. Those are wonderful.
This one, I love this. Savannah says this one, her family bake-off. So you can do this intra-family.
Well, you should do it
and have a bake-off.
But here's the catch. You need to write the recipes down because that will segue us. Editor Eileen Belinsky's grandmother, she has a recipe from her for a traditional Jewish cookie called mandelbrot. Some call it mandelbread. And this recipe is so sketchy. We
don't have it here.
We don't have it here because we could barely make it out. I believe, are going to have the recipe on the website, correct?
We're going to post pictures of it.
Bakers, take a look. Tell us what to do, because we were really unclear. We also had a wonderful recipe.
Well, hold on just one second. Yeah. I do want to get to the last recipe, but that's just a reminder to people, Kathy, that you say, Pat, tell people what the recipes are. Write them up when you give the cookies away.
That's exactly right. You bring your cookies, write down the recipe, make copies of it, put them on little recipe cards. That's your gift. You don't have to go buy a tie.
I just want to give Savannah Marr a thumbs up for putting salt on a cookie, which I think is, you did it recently.
I did it on the tahina cookie.
It's so good. It's such a perfect thing to put
on. Well, what happens is that it causes all the other flavors to pop. This is what salt does. And the last cookie is a snickerdoodle from executive producer. Is that what she's called?
Yeah. Boss.
Kathleen, what's that?
Boss.
Boss lady Kathleen McKenna. Also a sketchy recipe, and our intrepid producer, Emiko Tamagawa, figured the recipe out and made a really wonderful cookie. So yes, write them down, give them to your kids, give them to your grandkids. Make sure that these kind of precious recipes that go on year after year, whether it's for Hanukkah or Christmas or any holiday, don't get lost.
Yeah.
I just want to say that I did some preparatory work for this
did
segment.
You? Uh-huh.
And I did try Would this
you drink a glass of milk?
Earlier this morning just to make sure I was ready for this part. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Look, we're going to have the picture of Eileen's grandmother's recipe. Detectives, please, if you have that same kind of, what kind of a cookie was it? It was
It's a Jewish cookie. Some people call it mandelbrot or mandelbread. It's got eggs, sugar, flour, vanilla, baking powder. That's all we know.
If you've got insight, please leave it there for Eileen so she can do this. But also, your cookie recipe. We'd love to know.
What do you use
every year? I love Linzer Torte, the raspberry-filled cookies. I'd love to hear a new one for that.
And these are all fat-free, Kathy.
Totally. No calories on any of these. And again, what you do is you invite family, invite multi-generations or friends. Everybody brings an empty container and you swap cookies.
Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. It's all at hereandnow.org.